Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the American Nightmare podcast. This is episode number 84, recorded March 27th, 2025.
Hail Satan!
All right. Before we start the news, I wanted to talk about, you know, over the past couple of years, two, three years or so, Skybound Comics has been releasing the Universal Monsters as series in comic books, right? Mm-hmm. So we had Dracula first, and it did really well. Then they cranked out Frankenstein last year, which was really great. And this year, they just started the
movie. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
There's some good artwork there, too.
Yeah, it's really good. And the story's written really well. So if you're into comic books and horror, check that one out.
I started reading that last one you recommended. I'm like halfway through it because of the battery.
Basket full of heads.
Yeah, yeah. It started out
fucking great.
Started out kind of weird. Like, I was like, what the hell is happening here? And then it, like, picked up. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm digging it.
I can't wait until the series comes out, or the movie. I don't remember if it was a movie that they're making.
It was a series, I think.
It was a series.
Yeah, yeah, I could see it definitely making a good series.
Yeah, and Natasha, what's her face? Natasha Lyonne as the lead character.
Mm, nice.
Seems pretty awesome to me, so I'm stoked for it.
Sweet.
All right, let's get started with some news. Zach Cregger's to direct the next Resident Evil film.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So far, according to a Deadline exclusive, the movie will come out fall 2026. Apparently, this is a Resident Evil franchise reboot.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, and Zach Cregger, who's the maker of Barbarian, which Bold Light Pictures, fucking amazing film, and Weapons is the new movie coming out by Zach Cregger, by Bold Light Films. I'm very excited for this. Apparently, the movie will stay at Sony, but it will be produced by, let's see, does it even, Warner Brothers. So, says Warner Brothers was kicking the tires with the latest Cregger pick. Sony isn't letting this $1.2 billion grossing franchise go. The theatrical release is set for September 18th, 2026, which tells you how excited the studio is to get this latest rendition on screen. Cregger's screenplay, which was co-written by Shay Matten, who wrote The Ballerina, John Wick Chapter 3 and 4, is under wraps, but apparently harkens back to the original Capcom game horror roots. That I like.
Sweet. So real quick, we were discussing the companion right before we started the show, and yeah. I know that for the, you know, lead up to companion, it kept mentioning the Barbarian. Was that the same production company or
same production company?
Okay,
Bold Light Pictures.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Bold Light Pictures did the Revenge of Becky, which you got to watch those. I think the
it's on my list.
I watched the first one with Kevin James in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's the second one, Becky's Revenge or whatever. Very good. It's fun. They're fun movies. And then you got Barbarian. And then you've got Companion. And then the next one that's coming out is called Weapons.
So Borderlight is doing some good shit then.
And the cool thing is that these are a couple of guys. I've seen them when I saw the screening of back in November, I got to see an early preview of Companion with a Q&A session with the producers and the writer-director. And one of the producers is a team of producers that run Bold Light Pictures. They said they were fans. They're like us. You know, they were fans of horror movies. They loved the one-off and weird ones. And they lived in New York City. They grew up in New York City. And they were like, man, we got some money from our parents or whatever. And we want to do something cool with movies. We want to help build up the horror, weird horror industry. And it's like, we're going to just start reading scripts and funding movies that we think are worth having on screen.
Awesome. Well, they're doing a pretty good job thus far.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Way to go, fellas.
My, Yeah, absolutely. Keep it up. All right, Stephen King's Cujo is getting remade for Netflix. I don't know how I feel about that. Cujo was one of those horror movies when I was a little kid. It scared the ever living shit out of me.
And now it's like,
Yeah, you watch it, you're like, you actually call her a dumbass because, like, you know what I mean? It's like she could have done 10 fucking things to get the fuck out of the car and it's like, whatever.
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be a...
And the thing is, I don't know how this remake is going to work unless they really rewrite the whole thing because in modern times with cell phones and shit, you're not going to get trapped in your car. You're going to call for help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to do this unless it's going to be like a flashback, you know,
retro
kind of movie.
You would have to, I would think.
In the past. But I feel like just when I read this article in Deadline a couple weeks ago, I'm like, this doesn't really make that much sense to me because it's like there's like a lot of horror movies that took place in the 80s and 90s that just
– I mean, she's going to like – because didn't she get out of the car a few times and she had to like run back in? So she probably like drops her cell phone or something stupid, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what they do with it. But apparently Netflix made a deal with Stephen King to have this. Roy Lee is producing it and it will go to – they purchased the rights for it. They didn't even start writing it yet. So – the producer's already shopping for writers to put the script together.
We'll see.
The newest trailer for Sinners just came out a week or two ago, and boy, is that good.
That looks good.
Tickets are on sale right now. It just got got an R rating from the MPAA,
sweet.
And it's in theaters April 18th. Tickets are available for pre-sale. The good thing about this is that, you know, Sony has been producing shitstorm after shitstorm after shitstorm with those fucking Spider-Man movies. But the fact that they paid and they invested in Ryan Coogler's film for Sinners is fucking great. The trailer looks pretty good, and they even released like a 2-minute clip up on YouTube that you can watch a little clip of the film, and it looks just great. I'm excited for it.
That's the one about like the is that what the one with Michael B. Jordan in it?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think I saw a trailer for that when I went to see Nosferatu in December.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, I like that it starts out almost kind of like a crime drama ish kind of thing, and then turns out to be a vampire movie. I think that's gonna be awesome.
And it's kind of takes place in the past.
Yeah.
With like. It's kind of like there's a couple clips where it's like
a lot of racism. You
know, if you're being bad, the devil's gonna come and get you. You're gonna get all the sinners, and then it's like, you know, vampires. It just looks freaking great.
Mm.
I'm very excited for it. We've been talking a lot every month about Dexter. Well, guess what? David Dastmalchian has now joined the Dexter Resurrection cast. Mm. We don't know anything about him. We just know that he's joining as a guest star.
Mm.
Other than that, all the details are unknown. They do know the character name is Gareth. But I'm kind of very excited for this because, like I said, Dexter, to me, the 8 seasons of that show was freaking great.
It's in my queue, man.
The spinoff show was great. And now there's another spinoff show, which is I'm excited for.
Was the spinoff show, Sal, just like one like sort of season?
One season of New Blood.
Yep. And they wrapped it up, so there's no more. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Was it a prequel? No.
No. They did 8 seasons, and then they did one called Dexter New Blood.
Okay.
Which took place years after those 8 seasons.
Okay.
And then they did Dexter, I forget the name of it, Dexter, but it's him when he's a teenager. When he's first discovering his his desires to kill, and then now they're creating Dexter Resurrection.
Hmm. Okay,
I'm excited for it. I'm excited. You got to watch the show. I can't really say much.
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil.
We've had this conversation probably for the last 7 years that we've been doing this show.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's in my queue, man. Other shit just keeps coming up, and then I forget about it.
Yep.
Not on purpose.
I know. I'm watching Yellow Jackets right now.
New season started out slow, but the last couple episodes have been pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm a bunch behind.
I'm still in the first season. Plus, I'm trying to get caught up because now season 3 of of Invincible is done, and I'm only on the fourth.
Oh my god, dude, like, that season was awesome. Like, it was amazing.
But the thing for me is, like, this is what I was talking to my sister about, because she just finished season three and she wants to talk to me, and she goes, I don't want to spoil it for you. I go, listen, I read the fucking comic book years ago.
I haven't, so.
And it's following the comic book pretty much. And I know how it ends. And it's over. Like, they're not, this isn't a comic book that's still going. It's, the story ends. And I know how it ends. So I'm not, like, unless they're changing it dramatically, which so far it's not really that dramatically changed. So.
I don't know that. I didn't read the comics. So for me, the show, like,
they are creating a new spinoff series that is the lion guy, whatever his name is. The Beast Man or Beast,
oh yeah, okay, yeah, they break him out of the prison,
yeah,
the Viltrumite prison.
There's a spin-off comic book series that starts later next month with him.
Cool. I kind of dug him,
yeah. And well, that's the thing, is what happened is he was pretty popular initially, but the TV show somehow has made him even more popular. So they're like, well, let's make some money off of it and make a series with him.
Yeah, the voice talent for that show is amazing too. Like,
fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Even the writing is great. Like, it's a really great I remember, like, I was talking to my sister about it. Like, I remember reading the comic book and being like, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, the Robert Kirkman and team that wrote this is, like, amazing.
It's the same animator that does the comic book, I'm guessing, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back to horror.
All right. Toxic Avenger has a new trailer out.
Yes!
You know, as it's finally coming to theaters, thank God. And the trailer looks off the fucking hook, and I love it.
Yeah.
Everyone said it's going to be too weird. We can't sell this movie. It's going to be too weird. No way, man.
What is too weird? What is too weird?
That trailer looks ultra weird, and I fucking
love it. We need that right now. We need fucking weird as shit right now, because the world is fucking insane.
Exactly. Every day I wake up to the most fucking horrific news I could imagine on the news every day. I need some weird shit.
Yeah. I need some Toxic Avenger. I need Peter Dinklage with a mop.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The original film was pretty fucking kooky. I watched it. They play it down at the Fourth Horseman every now and then. And it's fucking...
Dude, all Troma shit was kooky. That was the good thing about them.
Yeah. Yeah, like Sergeant Kabuki Man. Fucking
Troma's War.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Like,
they had a niche and people enjoyed it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But there's a lot of people out there who will enjoy it. So
the problem is you got to, you know, it's the movie.
I know.
All right. There's a teaser trailer for the movie Together. Together is a new body horror starring Dave Franco and Alison Brie. And that trailer looks pretty fucking wild. I'm kind of...
Yeah, they're not revealing much. But
no, they're not, but it seems like it's going to be pretty body horror focused. And Neon
I think
Pictures,
they sort of merged it.
I'm hoping
the way it looks, it's like somehow they
I'm
merged
together. I'm hoping it's not a human centipede and they're just like not, you know... together like this way. Like a guy. Yeah.
Yeah. The summary from the teaser trailer, Neon Pictures, is after moving to the countryside, a supernatural encounter starts to transform a couple's love, their lives, and their flesh.
Hey, remember?
Director,
sorry, go ahead.
Michael Shanks, and starring Alison Brie and Dave Franco.
Dude, you remember in Color from Space when the mom and the kid like merged on the couch?
That was fucking wild.
That was crazy shit, man. Like, if this is like, if they could do something like that, like,
Dude, that scene still gives me nightmares because of that little kid is in her back and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
oh dude,"
and then she's
so...
like screaming.
It reminded me of that South Park episode where they did the conjoined twins and he had the little.
Oh my god! Yeah, the nurse. What was her name? Yeah. What was the fucking nurse's name? The conjoined twin lady.
Oh yeah, that was so disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up. I wonder if it's gonna be like that. I hope.
I like Dave Franco too, and I think that the two of them are actually married in like real life. Yep. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they've been for quite some time. Yeah.
That'd be a cool like spoof, like a twist on like marriage and together and you know that kind of thing since they're you know married.
Yep. But
anyway, go ahead.
The Last of Us Season 2 trailer is now up on YouTube and on HBO. It airs April 13th. So get ready to watch.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Tons of
another reason not to watch Dexter.
it's got a good point there.
That's another show. Lionsgate is releasing Big Friggin' Rat on video on demand.
I saw that. That looks awesome.
Fucking weird, man.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You can watch the trailer now. It'll be on video on demand April 29th, starring Scott Ski Rowe, David Sheridan, Caleb Thomas, CeCe Kelly, Vincent M. Ward, Felissa Rose, and Kelly R. Rennett. Experience a hairy tale of horror with a comic twist. Ranger Brody believes he's looking after his teenage niece and nephew will be the biggest challenge of the summer until the brand new campground is turned into a den of terror by a massive mutant rat. Years of toxic dumping waste into the land have created a monstrous rodent with a taste for blood, and now it's up to the reluctant band of warriors to exterminate the beast.
Oh, man, I love movies like this. I'm hoping it gives me, like, Piranha 3D vibes, you know? Like, just over the top and...
Or, remember that, what was that movie? There was a movie just like this where, like, it was an environmental toxic waste spill at a lake.
Zombievers?
A bear. No. Well, Zombievers, but there's one with a bear and its two cubs. It was called Prophecy. Mm. It was like late 1979.
I don't know if I saw that one.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that one.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was fucking weird.
They have them like I'm glowing or something like that, right?
Yeah, and it, like all of its hair was off, so it was like raw skin and like oozing with pus. And then the babies were like making this violent noise.
It was a good movie, actually.
It was very good. It was very entertaining. But it was like it was the same thing. It was like this the early Earth Day type stuff, and it had some big stars in it too, right?
Yes.
What's it called? The Prophecy.
The Prophecy.
I'm gonna have to watch that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm gonna look it up real quick because 1979 it came out.
And that's also giant rats.
Yep, and it had Robert Foxworth, Richard Dias, Armand DeSante, Talia Shire.
Oh, that's Victoria
Romancho,
Talia Shire. That's Adrian, right? Isn't that Adrian?
Yeah. Tom McFadden. Yeah, there's a bunch of people in here that turned out to be relatively big stars.
Check that out.
Over the years. Yeah, 1979. I bet it's hard to find. That was one that I think I tried to find years ago on DVD, and it wasn't available. So
I'm
going to
say I ran across it on one of the streaming services.
Yeah, it might be on Tubi or Pluto.
Tubi's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They do, but the commercials are the worst.
Yeah,
fucking commercials, man. Now
there's Plex. Plex is better than Tubi because of the commercial. It's not as much commercials and... I don't know if you guys have
fucking
Plex.
Goddamn Prime throws commercials in movies now too, those fuckers.
Dude, and the fact that I paid $200 a year now for that fucking bullshit, I'm canceling it after this year.
Yeah.
Because I don't even get my Prime stuff in 2 days, and I'm like real close to a Prime place. Sometimes
it is on Tubi. It's on Tubi and Pluto.
There you go.
Nice. That's what I figured it would probably be there. All right, cool.
I'm going to check it out.
Alien Earth has released a teaser trailer.
Oh, yeah?
We'll post this up on our Blue Sky, but Alien Earth set in 2120, five corporations, Prodigy, Weyland-Yutani, Lynch, Dynamic and Threshold, all wield the power of nations. A proprietary advancements in technology provide a promise for a new tomorrow. FX's Alien Earth original series is coming summer of 2025. Watch it on Hulu. The trailer is just a little sneak. It shows that the crew of the ship that crashes into Earth, they couldn't contain the alien, obviously.
Nice.
Yep.
A new trailer popped up for Clown in a Cornfield.
That looks fun.
Looks good. Yeah,
the full trailer finally is out. A fading Midwestern town is terrorized by Fernando the Clown, a symbol of a bygone succession. Based on the acclaimed novel by Adam Caesar, Clown in a Cornfield is in theaters May 9th. I do believe that this one is also a Shudder film. Is that
nice.
Case? I think it may be. It goes
That's the one I was thinking of, I think. Yep. Yeah.
Goes to theaters first. The director is Eli Craig. Well, he did something else, didn't he?
Yeah, why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it sounds real familiar. Eli Craig.
There's another one coming out that's like Clown in a Cornfield. But
Tucker and Dale versus
Evil. Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good then.
All right. That was I'm a great kind of excited movie. Now I'm really excited.
That was a great right. movie.
Yeah. Wow. Clown in a Cornfield. This says it's a good horror comedy, and that it's over the top gore.
Right. Yeah, kind of like Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yep. Very good.
There's another one that's coming out too. Like I think this week, it's for some reason Clown in a Cornfield like reminds me of it because it's like the woman sitting outside or the woman in the yard or some shit like that.
Yeah, the woman in the yard that comes.
Yeah, that actually looks pretty creepy too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That one trailer didn't really do it for me, so I'd have to wait and see what people say.
Okay,
I'm with you.
I thought it looked pretty creepy, but yeah.
According to Deadline, Linda Cardellini is going to star in Friday the 13th. Crystal Lake series.
Yep. Yeah, I think we talked about that last month.
She will be Jason's mom. She will be Pamela Voorhees.
Will she be dressed up like Velma? I would go see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have Peacock, so I probably won't watch this unless I find a way to get
Correct.
It.
Correct.
I have Peacock. There's been some good shit on there. Although they didn't renew the one with...
Did you get it for football, Chris?
Yeah, there was. Oh, I wanted to watch the, but which they also canceled was the werewolf, the teen werewolf show with Sarah Michelle Gellar in it. It lasted one season and they canceled it, so I was kind of pissed off about that. They also canceled the one with Bruce Campbell in that I had been hyping up last year about the satanic cult.
Oh yeah,
fuckers.
Awesome, one season and done. Fucking modern television.
Yeah, thanks, Peacock. That's some good shit.
Well, Netflix is doing that shit all the time now, too, and so is fucking Amazon. All right, we talk about this all the time, and I'm going to talk about it one more time. Dexter, Resurrection. John Lithgow and Jimmy Smits are reprising their roles. I don't understand how. This makes me even more intrigued, because both of their characters, John Lithgow, who played the Trinity Killer, he was the best fucking... That really? Was
he does a good psycho. Man. He does a good psycho.
Yeah, he did an amazing psycho. But he played the Trinity Killer in the original Dexter season 3 or 4. But he got killed. So how are they bringing him back? I don't know.
Multiverse?
Same thing. I don't know. Same thing with Jimmy Smits. Jimmy Smits was in like season 2 or 3 of Dexter, and he was a fucking nut job bent on like revenge. And he was killed by Dexter also, so...
Definitely multiverse.
How they bringing him back, I don't know.
They're different versions of themselves from different universes.
Yeah, well, it says here that for playing the diabolical Trinity Killer, John Lithgow received an Emmy Award.
Nice.
A Critics' Choice Award and a SAG Award, as well as a Golden Globe nomination.
Wow.
For playing that part. I'm telling you, that he was a fucking perfect psychopath, and...
He was in that Denzel Washington movie back in the 90s where he played a great... Was that Ricochet or was that...
Was it Ricochet? I don't
or
remember.
Fallen? It was either like Fallen or Ricochet.
But he's also in that new... That other movie that's coming out soon. That's like the puppet show or something.
The Penny something. Penny or...
Yeah, Penny, the Rule of Penny or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the rule of Henny Penny or... Yeah.
And Smith received an Emmy nomination for his season 3 portrayal of Miguel. All right, he was in season 3. Mm. There you go. He was an ADA turned lawbreaker, hell-bent on revenge. His character was pretty fucking great. Actually, his character gave me agita because he made me nervous all the time. The way he was fucking crazy.
I gotta watch that show, man. I'm gonna try to sneak it in there somewhere.
Yeah, so Dexter Resurrection series is in production right now in New York State. It's been in production since January, which makes sense because at the end of Dexter, he was in Miami, but in Dexter New Blood, he moved to upstate New York. So I think that's where this must be taking place, Dexter Resurrection. Mm. All right, Lee Cronin's The Mummy adds Leah Costa to the cast.
Yeah.
According to a posting by Jason Blum on X.com, he showed that they are now filming. Atomic Monster and Blumhouse are co-financing the film. James Wan is producing it alongside with Jason Blum, John Cavalli, Michael Clare, Judson Scott, Macadra McKellar serve as executive producers. He posted a picture of you know the clapper with the name the mummy. So that's kind of exciting. Barbarian's director's new film Weapons got a rated R for bloody violence, grisly images, and more, according to JoeBlow.com. Most details about Weapons are shrouded in mystery, but it is known, or at least been said, that it's an interrelated multi-story horror epic. That's totally in the vein of Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia.
Did you see that? Wasn't that one of the ones you went and saw?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Oh.
Exactly.
Kreger wrote Weapons screenplay, which Josh Brolin said had a really brilliant design to it, and he is directing the Kreger is directing the film. He's also producing it with Roy Lee, Miri Yoon, and Vertigo, and J.D. Lifshitz. Boldelight Pictures is, of course, producing this. At one point, Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us was set to star in the film. But
he's in everything now. Out.
Yeah, he is.
Pedro had to leave the project so he could star in the Marvel Cinematic Universe reboot of the Fantastic Four. Yeah, so this says that it's going to be Josh Brolin, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, the Mandalorian opened up the floodgates for that guy, Pedro Pascal.
I had to kick him out of my shower about an hour ago.
Fucking everything.
I walked in there, opened up the curtain. Hey, this shower's starring Pedro Pascal. I'm like, well, all right, I guess.
Well, he's even in that new fucking iPhone or Apple Music or iPod.
Yeah.
iPad Air commercial, fucking dancing around or whatever. Yeah, he's everywhere, man. He is everywhere.
He's like that.
Plus, they're saying he's having a romance with somebody. Who was it? Someone said that he was at a 3-hour dinner with some big A-list movie star starlet.
Man.
You guys remember remember that cartoon Underdog from back in the day?
Yeah.
Remember the Klondike Cat one with the rat that was like the French Canadian? His name was Savoir Faire.
Yeah. Savoir Faire is everywhere. Yeah.
It's like Pedro Pascal.
Pascal is everywhere. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. Oh. He was at dinner in New York with Jennifer Aniston for 3 hours, someone said.
Nice.
Now it's all over the tabloids that they're secretly dating.
Good for them. If they were dating, I'd bless that relationship. Because, she's hot.
She never lasts, though, in her relationship.
Yeah, maybe that's not. Doesn't. Maybe it's not her fault, though. Maybe she just...
I don't know.
When it happens that often.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it's possible, but...
I'd break up with her.
I would too, just to say I had that.
I don't want that crazy bitch in my life anymore. Dude, she was
tired of playing with that third nipple that she had. That's probably why they skeet ass.
I wouldn't care. she played a great psycho in the Horrible Bosses movies.
Dude, she was the best.
She was. That
one. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of the news. Do you guys got anything else?
Nope.
No, we talked about watching. Yellow Jackets, right?
Yep.
So I think that's all I've been doing really recently, like as far as horror is concerned. I saw that.
All right.
I actually just saw this today, and it's one of those things that showed up in my Facebook feed. So I don't know if it's true or not, but it looks like the stuff that they did for the 80s movies that Beyond the Darkness, where they had all that. Looks like
like
they're doing one for horror video games, something similar to that, like the horror video game like thing. It looks pretty sweet.
Nice.
I only saw it quickly, and it's Facebook, so I don't know if it's legit or not. But that'd be a cool thing, like to see the progression of horror video games from when they started to
present day,
like back in like Castlevania and shit like that.
Yeah, Alone in the Dark.
All right, that's it. I just remembered I saw that today.
Cool.
All right, cool. All right, let's go to Five Flicks to Watch, and this month it's me.
Woot woot.
All right, Five Flicks to Watch on Shudder. I don't know, man. Shudder's quality keeps getting better and better and better.
No,
it's better and better things up there. And between them and IFC Films, they're investing in so many great flicks lately.
Yep.
So right now, here's the stuff that I have in my queue or that I've watched this month on Shudder. A documentary called Room 237. I know I've talked about this years ago. It's a documentary about the making of The Shining.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that. It's on there?
It's really good, and it's up there
nice.
Right now.
I
have to add that to my list. Another reason not to watch Dexter.
Yep.
And my second movie up there is 30 Days of Night.
Oh.
Fantastic vampire film.
Yeah, they just dropped that one like a few weeks ago, too. Yep. Yeah.
That is in my top five of best vampire films of all time.
I'm typically not a vampire movie guy. Like, it's a lot for me to get into a vampire movie, but that one changed it for me. Like, that one's like...
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Did you see Run, Sweetheart, Run?
Oh, yes. Great movie.
Yeah.
That's another good
vampire. That guy was the... He was in Game of Thrones, I think, wasn't he? The guy who played, like...
Yes.
Yeah. He plays a good, like, you know, crazy...
Another good, really excellent vampire movie.
For sure.
Yep.
Another film, my third film up there is The Evil Dead, the original. Now, I know that... I think the last time one of us did a Shudder list, it was on that list also. But I'm just going to reiterate that this is one of the best films ever, and it's available on Shudder right now.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's if I had to have five movies that I had on Desert Island, that'd probably be one of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
My next movie, we've all talked about Coraline Forget's film, The Substance, but this is her very first film, Revenge.
Mm.
Yeah, I heard good things. It's in my queue.
An amazing film. It's a rape revenge film. It's kind of like in the vein of I Spit on Your Grave. Mm.
Yep.
But it is really, really good.
That's what I heard. Nothing but really good things about that movie.
Yeah.
I'll have to add that one to the queue, too.
And my fifth and final pick is a comedy horror. And I know I've talked to you guys about it years ago when I first saw it. Slacks.
Oh yeah.
It's 4.5 stars up on Shudder because
is
it's
that,
that
on
fucking
there?
Good. Yep. They just added it this month.
Dude.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that.
Because
I did
that.
Slacks is the fucking best.
A lot of people complain
that it's way more comedy than it is horror, but I say it's both. It's good.
Yeah.
There's one about like a killer recliner too,
And a tire.
The tire one.
Yeah, the tire one is really good. I saw that one. There's also the fucking donut one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that was fucking
absurdist horror. It's absurdist horror. It's its own genre.
The tire film was basically a silent film for the most part. There really wasn't much talking in it.
The killer tire.
Yeah. In the desert. Yeah, it was fucking great. Love it. But Slacks. If you haven't seen Slacks and you love a good chuckle with some horror, you need to watch it. It's on Shudder now. All right.
Good list.
Yep. Nice.
Next is our top five. We have a top five this month picked by Greg. The top five is top five horror films with a number in the name of the film, and it cannot be
a
sequel.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yes. And this month it goes Craig, Sal, Chris.
Wait, you said it can't be a sequel?
No.
Hold on. I got to change.
No. All right. I'll talk slow.
I'm kidding.
So if it says Nightmare on Elm Street 3, that does not count.
10.
That 3 that's in there, no.
Jason X doesn't count.
No, it does not.
I kid.
All right.
Craig, go for it.
All right. There's a bunch. And I know I was just trying to think like back in the 80s and 90s. I was just trying to dig deep and I couldn't really think. I know there's some out there that I missed that I'm going to regret, but
it's all right.
Yeah.
These are all fairly new actually, but number 5 I went with the Sixth Sense.
Mm, good one. M. Night Shyamalan. That's what started
only
it all.
his only winner, I think. number 4 I went with Seven.
Mm. Such a good movie. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Number 3, The House of 1,000 Corpses. Nice. Rob Zombie actually had a bunch, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, and I sort of went with the quality of the movie too. You know what I mean? I just wasn't. Number two, Friday the 13th.
Good one. Good one.
And my numero uno, 30 Days of Night.
Which we just talked about.
I did have some oddly honorables. Enough. Actually, I lied. The one, the oldest one I have on there, it's just an honorable mention, Class of 1984.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. I think we did we review that one or?
No, but we did have it on a list previously.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think we did like top five like high school horror or something like that.
It was like a horror comedy or, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, of the in high school based horrors.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, you ready for my top five? This might blow your mind a little bit. Okay. My number five, Studio 666.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I thought it was funny, and it was.
It was fun. It was a fun movie. Yeah,
it was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yep. My number four, Transylvania 659.
Nice.
Another comedy horror.
That's such a great movie. A young Michael Richards.
Yep. My he was a whack three? Job in that one, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was.
My number three is this. 13 Smell Ghosts.
Okay.
I really like 13 Ghosts.
Dude.
Okay. Really?
Yep. Dude, I tell you.
I'm not a fan of that. I thought it was, like, one of the worst.
Really? I like it.
Yeah. Dude, I watch it every Halloween, every, like, October. Really? Yeah. Every October.
It's really, I really think it's pretty damn
not
good.
The original, though. I like the 90s version. Like, I mean, the original is okay. Yeah, but I just I like the effects a lot better.
The 90s version is way better.
Yeah.
Really? All right.
Well, you'll see.
You both like it. No, I know.
My number two is 1408.
Oh, that was
okay.
John Cusack.
Room is that room 14 or just 1408?
Right? It's called 1408. Yeah.
That was a good one.
It's a short story. It was 20 pages.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Stephen King wrote it. Yeah, it was a 20-page short story.
They did a good movie out of that then.
And they made a fucking amazing film out of it. And my number one, 30 Days of Night.
There you go.
How could you not pick that? Come on.
I know.
It's funny because my list is pretty much a combination of the two of your lists. Do you have any honorable mentions? Go ahead.
No, I have no honorable mentions. Okay. I didn't write any.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, this is basically your lists combined. So my number five is Transylvania 65,000.
Okay.
It's such a I've seen that movie probably like 1,000 times.
Oh yeah, dude. When it was on HBO, I remember watching it like every day.
Yeah,
every day. That's the thing about us Gen Xers. Like, I had a conversation with some people at work. Like, dude, the movies we watched, they were on HBO.
Yeah.
And every time they were on HBO, we watch them. And sometimes you watch them 20 or 30 times.
And I was
we
were poor, so we only got HBO when they did those free HBO like weekends. And when we got a VCR, we would set up like and find out the movies we wanted to watch and record them. And we had like five or six blank tapes with just movies we recorded off HBO, and that was on there. So I
used to do that recently too when I had DirecTV.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that. I mean, it was quite a bit ago.
You know, Disney Plus does it now too. They do a free weekend every summer.
Do they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Slap the VCR on and start taping some of them.
Yeah, I used to go through like the whole weekend if they were.
Yeah,
and like they would do like HBO, Showtime, you know, all the channels. So I would just like go through each one and just like boom, 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 and record.
Well, we all grew up in the same area. Do you remember Prism?
Yeah, oh yeah, Prism.
Yeah,
yep.
Prism used to do great movie free weekends too.
Yeah, it was them and HBO and Cinemax were like the three movie channels.
The three movie channels. Yep. Yeah. Yep. But if you like sports, Prism always had good sports on.
Yeah, they had all Philly
sports. Philly sports. Yep.
Okay, so that was my number five. My number four is House of 1,000 Corpses, which was a great Rob Zombie flick. My number three, 13 Ghosts, which
there you go.
My number three too.
Yeah, like I said, my list is basically like your lists combined. It's pretty crazy. And it's funny because we didn't talk about this at all. And there's a lot more.
Oh, no.
There's a lot more. There like 48 Days almost made my list. Like, I liked that one.
Yeah, 28 Days Later.
Yeah, yeah, 28 Days, not 48 Days.
But these were the ones I liked the most out of the
ones. Yes, exactly. Yes.
My number two, 30 Days of Night.
There you go.
You know, I think it was Craig's number two and Sal's number one.
No, it was Craig's
number one. No, it was my number one.
It was Craig's Sal's number one and
it was both your number one. Yeah. Oh, man, now I'm... Yeah. Shit. So my number one is Seven. I just love that movie. Like,
yep.
Like, just
good stuff.
And I like, I think I added, it's been in a couple of my other lists, and I remember the first time I'm like, are we considering that like a horror? Because it's,
yeah, you know, for sure.
It really kills me that they canceled the What's in the Box edition of 7 when it came out on 4K.
Yeah, why would they do that?
The director said he didn't want
really?
It. Yeah.
Oh, douche. Yep. David Fincher, right? He's the...
Yep, David Fincher was like, nope, I want it simple. He even got rid of this, I was going to get a Steelbook edition. Nope, it was a crappy digipack. It's a cardboard fucking case.
I fucking love David Fincher, man. Like, he... shit. Like, why would you do that, Dave? Come on, man.
The thing that's great about it is he did supervise the color correction, the rescan, all that shit. But
just wanted it fucking straight up movie.
Canned all the big, all the different variants of it that were going to be out. It makes me sad.
Dave, come on.
And the fact that it's not in a plastic case, he wanted the paper fucking digipack. I'm so annoyed that it's a cardboard case.
Jesus.
And it fucking sticks out of my library because it's bigger than all the other fucking ones, too. God damn you, David Fincher. God damn you to hell.
All right. I don't have any honorable mentions. No honorable mentions for me. So
fantastic.
That was a good one.
That was a good top five.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to the movie. The movie this month is Beezle.
I think so. Beezle. I think they said. I think they said her name once in the movie. I think she's Beezle. I think that guy said she calls herself Beezle or something like that. I think it was
Beezle the Witch.
It's Beezle. Yeah.
Beezle. All right. The Witch.
So this film came out in 2024.
Yeah.
On Rotten Tomatoes, there is no tomato meter score, only an audience score of 75%.
How many people?
I didn't even.
It's an obscure movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the synopsis. Over six tumultuous decades, three unwitting guests of a cursed New England home stumble upon sinister secret dwelling beneath its floors. An eternal witch with an insatiable thirst for the souls of the living. Directed by Aaron Fradkin. Producer is Victoria Fratz Fradkin, Paul Kim, Adam Linderman, Aaron Fradkin. Screenwriters Aaron Fradkin and Victoria Fratz Fradkin. It was distributed by Epic Pictures. The production company was Social House Films. It's listed as a drama.
Really? Really?
Sure.
That's what it says. Maybe, but it's more of a horror drama, but it just says drama. It doesn't even say horror.
That's bizarre.
The original language is English. It was released September 20th, 2024, in theaters in 100 theaters. Yeah, it was released in 100 theaters and then went to streaming 4 days later, September 24th, 2024. Runtime. An hour and 22 minutes.
It was a pretty short film.
It was
on Tubi, though, so, you know, they stretched it out.
Yep.
It was on Tubi, so it had 35 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ, dude, those commercials are fucking long as shit.
They're painful.
Which, you know, it gave me time to go grab a drink.
I took a shower during the one. I took a shit during the other. I made a loaf of bread, like, during one.
Well, I like how Tubi up in the corner, just like most of the services now, say, you know, one out of four.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm like, four fucking commercials.
And you watch that little thing spin real slow. And
but
then
the
when
thing
it gets
is, some of the commercials are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
I remember like going and getting a drink, taking a piss, grabbing a snack, and I went to sit down, and these commercials were still.
Yeah,
playing.
Seriously, I took a shit. I swear to God, I took a shit, and I came back, and there was still about a quarter of that little circle left. I was like, all right.
You know what? It just reminds me of my childhood, you know?
Yep.
Going, you know, fucking commercials left and right. But for some reason, maybe it's because we've been away from commercials for so long that it seems like they're longer.
I don't know, right? Man. I don't know.
I'm
it was Chuck Woolery, right? Two and two. Two and two.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. I forgot about that. With his long-ass fingers.
Yeah, we'll be back in two and two.
Yeah, so, I mean, this film is a small independent film. I'm going to say this before we go into reviewing it. The genre of film seems to be something that's becoming more and more popular, because when I think about the monster under the stairs at the house that's feeding on people. I think about, you know, this film. I think about Little Bites that came out last year. I think about, there was another one like this too, wasn't there? Oh, Baghead. Remember Baghead?
Yeah, Baghead.
Came out last year. Yep. All these things where there's a powerful monster in the basement. It's becoming a new genre of horror.
Hereditary.
Well, Hereditary didn't have a monster in the basement. But, you know, Little Bites.
I think it like ended in the attic.
Like a basement closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The Hereditary ended in the attic. But, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect. And it was weird.
I got to be honest. Like, it was an hour and 22 minutes, and the commercials in there like made it last even longer. I was waiting. Like, there was a couple good creepy scenes, but as a whole, it was disjointed, and they didn't really tie anything together well, and they just went from one group of people that I didn't really know anything about or care about to another group of people that I didn't know anything or care about to another. And they loosely had this witch and sort of explained her story, but not really. Like at the,
well, not only that, the story was a little bit disjointed because in the beginning, when you first had the older man and the younger African-American man together, he mentions a couple things, right? Mm-hmm. He mentions that there's a powerful ancient being or whatever.
Yep.
He says, if you're watching this video, you are the new caretaker. You must be the new caretaker. And just know this, that it's a very powerful experience. But I didn't see that anywhere.
No.
Like, yeah. I didn't see that there was any benefit or any part.
Yeah, nobody found the tape or...
And like, he was just living in the fucking suburbs, like, with a broke-down car, and, like what kind of power are you getting? Like...
Exactly.
Unless...
Exactly.
Unless, like, when... Because, like, again, and I'm still not sure how she operated, because at some point it looked like she took over those two that were fucking, but, like, you didn't see it unless you were looking through the camera. Like, it looked like maybe right. She had the control of them. Maybe, yeah. Like... her influence on them was like doing heroin or something like that. So once you got that first taste of what she could do with your brain, you were like, I just got to do whatever she wants for me so that I can, you know, like get that experience again. That's the only thing I thought maybe, because like, other than that, like you said, I didn't see what benefit they had of
right
being her servant or whatever the fuck they did.
It's one of those things too, where it's like, well, they didn't explain, they didn't make it interesting enough, because you never understood why. Like, why is the witch feeding on people?
No.
And you never understood even how the house transitioned from one person to the other. Like, they only showed that dude at the beginning got stabbed in the neck, the black guy.
Well, his wife. Well, no, his wife.
That woman was sitting on the steps.
But that was the lady that was in the bed.
Yeah, it was the same lady.
Right. But how is she related to him? That's not his wife.
That was his second wife.
That was his second wife? All right.
Yes.
But then she was the aunt of the other guy, or the mom of the other guy in France?
I don't understand that part.
Mother-in-law or stepmom.
Yeah, like, well, I thought that little boy got, like, yanked under the basement. Right. I'm like, where did his son come from? I'm like,
right, because she put on the nightgown, the blonde at the end. She put on the nightgown, and he's like, hey,
that's my mom.
Putting on my mom's.
And she was terrible. Like, yeah. She was terrible. By the way, her acting was just like, I know it was a B movie, and I appreciate B movies, and if there would have been something else, my favorite part of that movie was when she yanked that dude's head off. That was like, that was it. Like, I loved that part.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was like, oh Jesus, this is a long movie.
Yeah. Well, I got bored. I got bored between the commercials diverting my attention, because number one, if you got a slow moving film
and you throw a commercial in there,
you cannot afford to have commercials interrupt your film.
No,
yeah.
Why?
No, you can't.
I told Kim last night as I was finishing watching it, because I watched it in like three phases, and I'm just being honest. The last time I bailed on a film, the three of us were together, and we bailed on All the Devils Are Here, and we agreed to bail on the film. I'm watching this one, and I probably would have bailed on it if it wasn't for the fact that I figured both you guys would watch it and then I'd be the only one that said I didn't watch.
Well,
I didn't watch the whole film.
But it's okay to do that though.
Yeah, right? I know, but I wanted at least.
You know what? This film was not for me. Fuck it. Then that's fine.
I know, but I can't do that. I watched the whole thing.
But here's the thing. I understand. I love film. I love cinema. I love the art of movie making. And I love independent film, and it's something that we need right now to help keep this business moving. Because as long as these big movie companies are just cranking out blockbusters and not giving a fuck about independent stuff, or rehashing reboot after reboot after remake instead of original material, it's never going to get any
better. I understand. So, I agree with all that. I do, which makes me feel like an asshole. I feel like an asshole now. I feel like
don't feel like,
but
an asshole.
I do. I don't want to talk trash in this movie, and I wanted to like it. I really did, but it wasn't good. Like,
it just wasn't good. Yeah.
And I'm sorry. No, like, I don't want to be that guy.
It just wasn't.
I don't want to be
it
that
just
guy.
Wasn't good. And even at the end, I didn't understand.
Did she eat that baby? Did she eat it?
That's what I'm.
And I thought it was
kind of
her baby.
No, it was, because remember, it's like every 200 years, Beezle has a baby.
But every 200 years. This was like a.
We don't know when. We don't know
where she was at in that process.
She had the last.
But we don't. Yeah, we don't know. She could. Yeah. Well, obviously she was in her.
Maybe the sequel.
Year.
Maybe the sequel will show us where.
I don't fucking. But anyway, no. You saw it crawl out, and it was like you saw the back of it. It had some creepy stuff. And
there
some
was
of the effects
there was some creepy stuff. There was a couple times where I was on the edge of my seat.
Some of the whispering. Yeah.
The music got a little crazy. Like they.
I liked the light flicker. Like you'd see the. You know, the image in the window outside.
Yeah,
and then
there was a couple moments where I'm like, all right, now it's picking up.
When
now
she was over the bed going, blah.
Yeah,
you know,
but
that
then
was
it
kind of fun.
But then it didn't pick up.
Yeah, I agree. I was waiting for, again, it was disjointed. I was waiting for, like, some build, and it just jumped around. And like,
yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I had, that's what it was. It was like you didn't know who was who. Like you sort of did, but you didn't. And it's like,
and if and the part that the inconsistency is what really killed me, because in the beginning, again, that man explains she is in the basement. You are her servant. You will feed her. You will bring things to her to eat. Right? People, animals, whatever. Mm-hmm. You will feed her. But that's not what fucking happened half the time.
No, his second wife took over.
And then one girl was like a slave. How quick? It seems like she ate some fast and some slow, because that one, that nurse at the end there, she was the nurse.
Yeah, the nurse assistant.
And she looked like she's in pretty good shape yet. Like, well, how much was she? Is she just like eating little pieces? Because she ripped that one dude's head right off. So I'm like.
Right. And supposedly that the nurse was missing for like 3 weeks or something. How was she still alive in that fucking basement?
Yeah.
And then the old lady's shoving another nurse in there already after 3 weeks. It just, to me, it just didn't make any sense.
I agree with you. I like film. I like independent film. I love to go in the bargain bin and try to find.
That's what I tried.
No,
to
I get that.
No, I get it.
It happens to me a couple times here on this podcast. You see one, you're like, this might be a good one. Could be one of those diamonds in the rough, and it's just a piece of shit. And that's what happens when you like go in the bargain bin sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and I don't like taking the easy movie it's going to be good too sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to.
I agree, yeah.
Because we want to, hype it up for people. But
I picked some shitters, so I think I picked All the Devil Will Hear. One of our shitters. Top shows, but, we stopped watching that movie.
Yep.
All the shitters are here.
I feel like an asshole because I want to like movies and I try my hardest to find something good about it. And there was some creepy parts to it. And I loved when the guy got his head ripped off, but it was like so disjointed and some of the acting wasn't the best for me.
Oh yeah. Once that younger couple, like it was about halfway through, I wanted to say it just got bad. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it really was.
When the young couple, because the acting was bad. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't terrible up until
and he was just this, the halfway like, point for grouchy me. French dude for what reason? Yeah, like he was just like, he's like their marriage was like falling apart apparently, but they just got married.
Like, he's always angry and but he's
we're not
again.
Having kids.
And I'm like, yeah,
like
yeah, exactly.
You just got married. Like you didn't. And my other thing was, I think some of the mood music sometimes got a little too loud. Like he was really, really trying to like get you in this scene by like just cranking up the mood music. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I like mood music.
Yeah. Just, and there was also some whispering too. You couldn't understand. It wasn't audible. I had to go back and.
Just to expand on one of the points you made about all the devils are here. That one has 1,123.
Wow. Days.
So maybe this will be our next number one
Who knows?
Podcast.
Maybe. Because the one behind that is just getting started. That was our first episode ever. That is 847.
Just getting started. That was a movie we did, huh?
No, it was just the title of the episode. Back then, the first two episodes, we didn't name it after the movie.
What was the second movie that we...
Let me...
I think that's the episode that disappeared, isn't it? Wasn't that the second one?
No, that was the sixth one or something like that.
The greatest episode ever.
Fun to go back.
The greatest episode ever. Let me see if I can go back that far.
Well, don't worry about it.
The first episode was called Just Getting Started. And we did not review a movie in
that. Oh,
wow. And then...
Amateurs.
The second episode was called We Need Theme Music. And that one... the fuck? That one's broken. Hold on. Let me open up my. We actually have that spreadsheet that we can track of stuff.
Yeah, on Google Docs.
Up on Google Docs. So let me open up my. Let me open the Google Docs.
So what do we want to rate this one at? 2.5? You're gonna go less than 2.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 1.
Wow.
Man, I've never gone below a 2. And I
have.
I don't know if I have. What did I give all the devils?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever gone below a 2. I'll go 2.
What did I give all the devils are here? I must have given that a 2 because I don't give anything 5s, but I don't give them 2s either. I mean 1s either. So I'm going to go 2, but I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to turn it off, I wouldn't give it a 2.
But I feel, I don't want to be an asshole. All right, I'll give it a 1.5. There we go.
There you go.
1.5. 1.5.
You can be nice, give it 1.5.
All right,
so what are we going to give it as a group?
1.5.
1.5 stars?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people who put that movie together.
Husband and wife, too.
Listen,
come on.
We understand the complexities of putting a movie together. We get it. But if it's not entertaining, we just got to be honest about that.
What was that one I picked about, the zombie outbreak in the aquarium? And you just kept waiting.
Oh, that was bad.
Just kept waiting for it to, do something, and it just... And Vivica A. Fox was in that, remember?
Aquarium of the Dead. That was
so bad.
55.
That was bad. That one should have got
it. They spent their entire budget on Vivica A. Fox. Remember?
Yep. It's like a killer starfish and shit. It was weird.
But they weren't even killer. They didn't even show gore or anything that. If you're gonna make this movie, you gotta.
No, I think the one time there's a starfish on their face. You're like,
our first two episodes, we did not review.
Wow. Okay. So what was the very first movie then?
Zombies.
Okay.
I like that. That was a fun movie.
Episode 3.
Yep.
All right. So what did we give this? A star and a half.
1.5.
One and a half stars.
This is my lowest rating ever, and I feel guilty. I'm gonna have to go get another shower then.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to the writer, director, the team.
I really wanted to like. I try hard to like everything I watch, but
I really hope that it would. And I do believe that having the commercials on Tubi
didn't help.
They did influence the overall score because it diverted my attention.
Yeah.
For a film that didn't,
agreed.
Which was already hanging on by nails,
right.
Yeah.
I might update the spreadsheet and add our star ratings on here too for the movie review. Might be something to be able to look at a client.
You could always just cross reference the web page.
Well, the web page is hard because you got to dig through it.
Oh, I know. It's just you have to go you scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. Come on.
Yeah, so
you need an IT guy.
All right. Whoa, what are you talking about? I am an IT guy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, yeah. So, Beazel, 1.5 stars.
I can't recommend it to anybody.
No,
if you want to see a cool head getting pulled off, like, it's good practical effects, but other than that.
All right. There you go. That is our movie review for this month.
I think you're next month, right?
Yeah, Human Centipede, I think Sal said.
Fuck no, dude.
Come on,
you're gonna see this. You're gonna see this next show.
Hey, you can turn it off and walk away.
Yeah, you can say no stars. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I think it is me next month. Let me see.
You don't have to pick anything now.
I have to pick a top five list and a movie. I think I know what I'm going to pick as a
These
movie.
Top five lists are getting fucking hard, man.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
Again, I'm going to just reiterate as we do the outro of this. I want to first of all thank all the listeners that do bother to listen to this shit, because it's just us bullshitting about what's going on in movie news.
And I'm not professional in any manner.
What kind of shit we watch. Yeah. And I was even thinking of trying to adopt an even more loose form for this podcast, more discussion based.
Can I show up naked?
Because
not that loose.
Not a great idea. Probably not.
All right.
You'd only see it. We'd only see his nipples.
That, so, yeah, I don't want to see that.
I got a third one.
I didn't need to know that, but okay.
That's a good idea, that's though. Just like Aniston. Just getting on here and having discussions, like not having any kind of maybe just obscure. Like an outline of an agenda, but you know, not.
Yeah, and structure. I think maybe doing less news stories, but doing them more as like a discussion thing.
Yeah.
Like talking about what's going on.
Yeah, present something in the news that we talk about it for a while.
And we discuss it for a while rather than just rattling off the headlines and maybe a little verbiage in between. Maybe we pick two or three topics and discuss them a little bit.
Could try that.
But I will say that, you know, thank you to all the listeners that do listen. We, like I said, we have a steady subscription number of people that download every month. The minute I upload, within minutes from there, there are downloads right away. And just looking at the, you know, I have a database that tracks who's listening from where.
Big man's watching.
Just look at last month, we posted Getaway and 57 downloads right away.
Nice. Nice.
On average, we're about 120 to 130 downloads per episode when it first comes out. And then if you look over, I have a little graph here that prints out over the last 3 months. So you can see like Long Legs has 208 downloads over the last 3 months.
Sweet.
Alone. So that's
thanks, great. Everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
We don't make any money off this. We're doing this just to fuck around. I don't know how to monetize this
thing. I don't know if we could.
I don't really know that I care to.
Yeah.
You know, it's just us.
We probably have to go to YouTube or something.
National parks are designed for making profit. Not our podcast. I said national parks are designed for making profit, not our podcast.
That's right. Yeah. So we're we're on YouTube, but I guess if we get enough subscribers on YouTube, we might start making some money, but we're not making money there right now. I think on average YouTube I get like 13 subscribers right now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
We could maybe like make $5.
Yeah.
Split amongst the three of us.
But I want to thank everyone that does listen. And then, you know, as we mentioned, every single episode is we're running out of top five lists. So somebody's gotta help us out a little bit.
Please
help.
If you have a suggestion for future podcast subjects, episodes, or top five lists, just offer some general feedback, whatever. You can email us at feedback@the-american-nightmare.com. You can visit us on the web at the-american-nightmare.com, or you can visit us on Blue Sky at the-american-nightmare.com on Blue Sky. We also have a voicemail, Google Voice number. Feel free to call that voice number and leave us a voice message. If it's okay to play the message on the air, just say, it's okay to play this on the air when you're done with your message. The phone number is 515-262-247-5855. Also, the opening music here is a Creative Commons music called Thor's Hammer by Ethan Mexicel. I cannot say this guy's name. I tried it every time. But we're also on Riverside FM. I have an affiliate link if you're interested. I will put that up on our Blue Sky so that you can click in and learn a little bit more about Riverside FM. That's where we record our podcasts on their online studio. It's pretty good for the most part. We haven't had any major problems, only with my microphone because my internet sucks. Other than that, thank you for listening, and you'll hear from us again next month.
See you next month.
Yep. Thanks all.